Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Lamed Aleph, Maseches Pesachim, second perek. We'll start the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Omer Beis. This sugya is more Choshe Mishpat sugya, Dine Momnes. But as we see in the Mishnah, it's very much connected with Hilchus Pesach. Zok the Mishnah, Nochri Shehilves Yisrael Al Chameitzai. Nochri lends money to Yisrael. Nochri is the Malva here. He stole the Loivim. Nochri is the lender. He stole the borrower. Al Chameitzai. Al Chameitzai. Means that the chometz over here, we'll see exactly what this means, but we'll call it right now that the chometz is set aside, designated as what will be taken to pay for this loan in the event that the person doesn't have money to pay at the time that the loan is due. Some kind of shibud, some kind of lien. Something to that understanding. So Nochri Shehilve es Yisrael al Chameitzai. That means the chometz belongs to the Yid. Achar HaPesach Mutar Bano. This chometz over here belonged to the Yid over Pesach, and as we've since we saw in the past, according to Reb Shimon, that there's a knas. Chometz over lava Pesach, and it can't be used at all. It's a knas for being over by Rabbi Motzei, and therefore, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, there's a difference whether it belongs to a Yid or a Goy, and right? That's also going to be relevant over here in this Mishnah, right? We're going to be talking about this chometz over here. On the one hand, it seems to be belong to one person, but on the other hand, it could be that the fact that the other person has certain rights to it might be in halacha that it's considered the other person's, right? And if one's a yid, one's a goy, so it'll make a difference as far as whether or not this chometz is also after Pesach. So that's what the Mishnah over here says. Achar Pesach mutar b'hano. So again, the first case in the Mishnah is the Nochri is the Malva, he's the lender. The chometz actually belongs to the Yisrael. It belonged to the Yisrael over Pesach. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says, Achra Pesach, it's mutar bano. Right? Needs, at first glance, it needs some kind of explanation. Why is that so? Right? It belonged to the Yisrael. The chometz chomesh over Pesach. Why is it mutar bano? Case number two is the opposite case. Yisrael Shehilve es Nochri al Chameitzai. In this case, Yisrael is the Malva, Yisrael is the lender. And he's lending the Nochri, the Goy money, al Chameitzai. The chometz belonging to the Nochri will be used in the event that there's no money available for payment at the time that the chayv is due. Achra Pesach, also bano. This case over here, following the same pattern as the first part of the Mishnah, but we further don't understand over here, because this chometz belonged to the goy, right? It's right. So, nevertheless, the halacha over here is that also bano. It's also bano. Right? So obviously, this Mishnah somehow was understanding that in this situation, that the fact that the chometz over here was being used as a guarantor for this chayiv. So that's what seems to switch the position of the chometz, and the chometz is related to the malve, to the lender, over the time of Pesach. And that's why, in the case of the Reisha, that the lender over here is the Nochri, so Achra Pesach Mutar Bano. And in the case of the Sefer, Yisrael Shehilva, so in this case over here, that the lender is the Yisrael, so the Chometz is related to the Yisrael, and that's why it's also Achar Pesach. Right? That much we don't know why yet, we'll see in the Sugya, but that seems to be the outline of the Mishnah. Now, at this point, we're not going to look at the Rashi in the Mishnah yet, because there's a Shach Batar in the Gemara about this, right? So we don't want to jump. So let's see. Zok the Gemara. Itmar. Bal Choyv. Yeah, this is the Sugi. The main Sugi. And our Mishnah is going to be brought as a proof concerning the upcoming machlekes over here. Itmar Zolta Gemara Bal Choyv, concerning Bal Choyv, Abai Omer Mafrehu Goyve, Rav Omer Kanal Abo Goyve. Bal Choyv, let's call him a Malvin. Right? That's definitely the main case that we're discussing. Someone who lends someone else money, and we'll see in Rashi over here that this case over here is that there's a shibud, a lien on the property of the loive, in the event that when the time of payment comes, the loive, the borrower, doesn't have any cash to pay with. So then the collection could be made with from the nichse haloive, from the property of the loive. Bayu Omar l'mafreyahu goive. Abai says that the collection, in the event that the end of the story is that he doesn't have any money to pay, and therefore the malve is going to make a collection from the property of the loive, Abai says l'mafreyahu goive. His collection is retroactive, which simply means is that his ownership doesn't first start now when the chayv is due, but his ownership is retroactive from the time that the money was lent. Now we'll see what kind of ownership we're talking about, but that's what we mean to say over here. His ownership, as a result of lending of the money, and now that he's making the collection, his ownership is mafrei, it's retroactively from the time that he lent the money. That's what Abai holds. Rava Omar Mikanal Bohu Goivin, and Rava says no, Mikanal Bohu Goivin, that the collection, the ownership, that the malve, one who's making the collection, his ownership first starts Mikanal Bohu. At the time when the chayv is over, and he comes to make his collection, he first becomes an owner now. His ownership is not retroactive. We can see the Rashi's over here. Look, Rashi, Bal Choyv. Malvas Chaveiroi, someone lends his friend money, v'shibir loy nechosov, and he's mishabed his nechosim. That means that he creates a lien on this responsibility to pay up this Choyv with his nechosim, with his property, which means, shim loy efraloch adjim ployni, he set up the following thing. If I don't pay you, when this date comes, gavei minachosai, you could collect from my property. That's how the original halvo, original loan, was set up. And now v'higiyazman v'leipora, and the time came. He doesn't have any cash, so the malva is going to make the collection from the nechosim like was originally stipulated. Abai omer afrehu goyvim. Abai said that the collection is l'mafrei, retroactive. Giviyosoi shegova achshav, the collection that he makes now, igloi milsom, it reveals the thing. Dimisho shehulveyu, that actually, being that it's retroactive, so his collection now really tells us that misho shehulveyu amdu nechos v'alol b'chas kosai, that actually, that at the time of the havah, the time of the loan, that's really when these nechosim come into his possession. Now when he makes the collection. Of course, that if at the end of the day he paid cash, then this whole thing obviously doesn't start. But it's all discussing when at the end of the day he does make the collection from his nechassim. So then the question is that how do we view when was the changeover from Rishus Loive to Rishus Malva as far as these nechassim are concerned? So this is Abai Shitu, which seemingly seems to be the chiddush over here, that a retroactive collection. Rava Omar Zakrashi Einon Bechezkosi El Mekanalabo. And Rava says that no, it's not like that. It doesn't go retroactive. Only from here and on, from the time that he makes the collection, it belongs to him, not retroactively. And the Gemara soon will tell us concerning what is there a difference between the two shittos.
From this, it seems like our mish is like a bayah, no? Right?
Correct. Yes. Correct. Very good. Mm-hmm. And that's really where this piece of Gemara comes into our mission. That's going to be the first glance. Mm-hmm. Very good. So let's see. The Gemara says like this. Kol heicha deiktish loive v'lov and loive kuli amale pligi d'osi malva v'torif v'osi malva u'porik. The Gemara right now is going to discuss the setting up what the nafka min is, and actually like this. Being that the question over here is the mafreya, is there a change of ownership? Is retroactive, so it should affect both the loive and the malve, right? And so if it goes to mafreyas, that means that the nechosim leave the loive's vishus mafreya retroactively. So that means that during this time, we would think that the ownership or the abilities, the power that the loive has on this. Right, should be diminished or should be taken away. Right? If you hold Mafreya who gave us, that seems to give an idea that the ownership changed Mafreya between the Leiva and the Malva. So we would think that it affects two things, what the Leiva could do and what the Malva could do. If you hold Mafreya who gave us, so that would seem to say that will give ownership to the Malva at a previous date, and the Leiva will lose his ownership during this interim over here, right? That's what. However, the Gemara says like this: Kol hecha de ikdish loive v'lovin loive. If we want to know as far as the loive is concerned, right? We would thought that it makes a nafkamina as far as the loive is concerned. If the loive sells these properties during this time, if he's makdish it, he makes it hektish. He exercises his ownership. So if you hold mafreihu goive, then we would think that it'll affect his ability to sell it and to manage it, but if you hold him kind of above, if it doesn't, right? That lechar would have been an afkamina concerning the abilities of the loiva. I think Mar says actually not. Kol heicha deiktish loiva v'lovin loiva. If we were to deal with the loiva exercising his ownership during this time, he sells it. He's makdish it. Kuliam lepligi. There is no machlekes. Everyone agrees. Everyone doesn't argue, right? There is no machlekes. There's an agreement that the osi malva v'torif for osi malva uporik. Everyone agrees that means that even if you hold mikanal habo who goive, nevertheless, once a person is mishabes nechosim, even if we don't say mafrei who goive, the abilities of the loive as far as accomplishing things, a sale, a hektish, in these nechassim, is regardless limited. Everyone holds that the power of the loive is limited, that if he sells it and if he's makdish it, it's, we'll say now that it's not valid. Exactly how it works is not valid at all. But his powers to be able to be makdish and to sell it definitely are diminished. And if everyone agrees that when he sells it, so the malva definitely could come and take it away from the person that he sold it to, right? And the time comes, right? And the chayv is due. So now the malveh, and there's no money available, so the malveh definitely could go and make the collection from who he sold it to. Even if you hold mikanel habohu goyve, so that means that the ownership of the malveh didn't start before, nevertheless, the loyves, the fact that he was mishaber the nechosim during this time, I mean, that definitely was true, that right, that these nechosim, certain powers were given to the malveh during this time, even if it's not an ownership, but there's a shibi, there's a lien on it, right? So he has certain schusim in these nechosim, and that, because of that, the loyves' ability to sell it away from the malveh doesn't exist, and that's why if he sells it, the malveh still could come and collect from those nechosim, even though it was bought by someone else. And similarly, if he was makdishit, osi malveh uporik, the malveh could come and he could redeem them from hektish. And we'll see, Rashi explains that the truth of the matter is that the hakdosha is not chal at all over here. The porik that the Gemara talks about is not actually making a real pidyon. It's just that it's just something which is done that it should look like something is going out of the rishus of hektish without a pidyon. But in truth, he didn't have the ability to be makdish in the first place. That's what Rashi says, and that's what the Gemara brings this mishnah, this nan. Moisef oidinu upaydes anachosam ba'elun. That's the mishnah erichin over there. We don't have to go into that right now, but that's how Rashi explains that there's only a mechsi over there, but in truth is that if someone is makdish nachosam that have... If someone's makdish, like Rashi explains, a kedushas domim on property which is mishubid to another person, so the hakdosh is nachal, and the truth is the person really can just take from hakdosh without even making a pidyon. There's a takon rabbanon over here to make a pidyon, use a minimal amount of money just to go through do the actions, that it shouldn't look like someone's taking something which belongs to hakdosh without making a pidyon. So the Gemara is saying over here that this machlekes over here, mafreya who goyve umkalabo goyve, is not relevant to the loyve. As far as the abilities of the loyve, regardless, even if you hold mikan labo who goyve, that the ownership of the malva first takes place at the time of the gviya, nevertheless, the abilities and the power of the loyve are diminished from the fact that these nechosim are meshubid to the malva during this time. Let's see the Rashi. Look, the Rashi over here. See over here the second wide line. Kol heichad akdish loyve nechosav b'seiches man. Were it to be that the loyve is the borrower. I'm sorry. If he's makdish his nechosim during this time, that means from the time of the loan, when made the loan, till the time that the nechosim were collected, or the malveh was ready to collect them. If he's makdish it during this time, oizovin loyve, moichel achreim, he sold them to others, moichel achreim, kula yamale pligi, afil l'rovo, even rov the ma'arach shav hoyu b'shus loyve, he holds mikala bol goyve. And that means that, till this point, they were in the b'shus of the loyve, Meida who, nevertheless, he agrees that his selling to others is not a good sale. Vein hektesh hektish, sharei mimushchonen hein lemalve, because these nechosim, actually loshen of amashkin, these nechosim were set up as payment, originally possible payment for the malve. So the mere fact that was set up, even if we don't say mafrehu goyve, that the ownership changes between this time, but the mere fact that they're mushkin l'malve, that in itself is going to limit the ability for the loyve to sell them. Ve'afagav shehein shaloi, even though they belong to him, to the loyve, einan b'shusoi, they're not in his possession. Now these words over here seems to be a question in Mefoshim, maybe some have the gear set to change it around a little bit. I see in some Gemara's have from the Chassam Sefer that they after Bishusa, right? But regardless, the point over here is that something is missing in his ownership. That once he gives rights over to the Malva, he's Mishab his Nechazen to the Malva, so that limits his ownership. His ownership is diminished. And therefore, Rachmana Omar, Vishki Yakdish is basic Kodesh. The Pasuk talks about this is concerning a Hakdosho. Ma Beisei Bishusei Avko Bishusei. Pasuk over here is talking about being makdish something. Right? What kind of ownership do you have to have on something in order to be makdish it? The Gemara says, Ish Kiyakdish as Beisei Kodesh. So the Gemara learns that Beisei over here is an example, or Beisei is the requirements that are necessary for a person to be makdish something. It has to be similar to Beisei. And that's the Gemara says, Ma Beisei Bishusei Avko Bishusei, just like Beisei, a person's house, his own house, is Bishusei. So too, in order for a person to be master of something, he has to have the kind of ownership on it like he has basin. When a person is mishabed his nechosim, he gives over rights to a malva to make a collection from his property. That diminishes from his ownership, and now he doesn't have the ownership that's necessary to be master it. That actually would seem to imply that this pasuk is not limited just to Hektish, right? This is the same reason by Mechira. Kenzan.
But Rashi says Ein Bereshusa, it means it doesn't mean physically. It could be physically in a Bereshusa.
It's a bilus. That's what this is referring to over here. Right. So everyone agrees, the Osi Malva Vitor from Alakuchas Bechinam, the Malva could come and take it away from Kuchas without having to reimburse them. That's in the case of the sale of Osi Malva Porik. The Malva could come, Uporik, he could redeem him in a Hektish, but over Muat. He could make the redemption from Hektish with a minimal amount. Kideish lo yemer Hektish Yosef lepidyon. Right? That's what we mentioned over here. The only reason why he's doing this is that just that it shouldn't look to others that something belonged to Hektish. It has kedusha on it, and now it's just taken away. These kedushas pock up a chli. So go over chayvet. This man actually brings the man mekaymus on that. Okay, we're not going to go into that. So zot the gemara that even though it's true that l'mafreya who goyve does affect the loyve, right? Because l'mafreya goyve means that the malve l'mafreya has a full ownership. And therefore, the loiva lost his ownership from there. That's true. But the Gemara is saying that's not relevant. Because even from Mekanah HaBohu Goyve, the simple shibud that he made on the Chasim, that in itself already diminished his ownership to an extent that a sale and a Hakdosha are not valid anyways. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that the Nafkamina is not going to be concerning the loiva. Right, because as far as what the loive could do, regardless what you hold, the loive's his abilities are already diminished, as far as the sale and hakdosha. So the Gemara says that nafmina will see on the other way, as far as what the malva could do. Ki pligi dezov imalva v'kodesh malva. The Gemara says that the nafmina over here is going to be concerning the malva. If the malva sells it or the malva's makdish it. Abaye on Mafreya who goive, Abaye holds the Mafreya who goive. It's a retroactive collection. Kiven demota zimnev lepare. Since the time of the loan came and it wasn't paid, igloy milsol Mafred may kar b'shusi have a koiv. So therefore, it retroactively reveals to us that these nechosim belong to the malve, and therefore v'shape ektes v'shape zovin. The malva is makdish and he sells it during this interim. Right? So as at that point of time, that day, that we don't yet see that it's the malva's. Right? Because if the loiva at the end of the day pays with cash, then definitely doesn't belong to the malva. But at the end of the day, now that he didn't pay him, and these nechosim are being used for payment, So now Marfreya, well, we say retroactively they belong to the Malva, and therefore when the Malva was makdish them or he sold them, it's chal, because retroactively Taka belonged to him and he was being makdish something that belonged to him. The Rava Omar, the Kanal HaBohu Goyvim. Rava argues on that. Rava says, no, the Kanal HaBohu Goyvim, that the collection, the ownership of the Malva is first at the point when he makes the collection and on. No retroactiveness over here. Kivan, now this is interesting what the Gemara says over here. Kivan de'ilu ha'ava le'zuzei have mesalek lehu bezuzei. Since this entire time, until this point when the collection was actually made, he always had the ability to be mesalek lehu bezuzei, to pay with money, pay with cash, and therefore the Malva would have never, at the end, owned these nechasim. Yishtakach tahash de'kalkani. So therefore, Rava says, that's why that it comes out that only first now he's koine. Let's just hear this Gemara for a minute, because it's an interesting thing. What the Gemara has to do over here. What I mean to say is like this: is that we would have thought that Abaye Mafrei Hugoive, right? That's a Odor Chodesh over here, right? Abaye needs the explanation. Rav said in Kan Labo doesn't need any kind of explanation. He just doesn't hold to this idea. Well, why should it go to Marfreya? But you see from the Gemara over here that the Gemara seems to need to give some kind of explanation according to Rav. Right? Rav says, you know why I don't hold Marfreya who gave it? Is because that he could have been Mesalklei Bezuzei. He could have paid with money otherwise. Right? So that's the reason why we can't see it with Marfreya. Because you know it wasn't a definite collection on the nechosim till the last minute when he actually took it. So you see from the Gemara over this Gemara seems to suggest that it's not that Rava doesn't hold the concept, because then he wouldn't have to give any explanation. It seems to be that Rava agrees to the concept of Mafrei Hugoive. He just says that we can't sell Mafrei Hugoive because, being that all this time he could have, the end could have been different. He could have paid him back with money. Meaning to say as follows, that let's say he stipulated only to pay with this property. Someone lends someone else money and he says, listen, you know, the payment, it's a 30-day loan, the payment is going to be, you know, my car or whatever it is. It was seen to be from this Gemara that since that there is no option to pay Mesalklei Bezuzei, that even Rav agrees, Mafrei Ugoive. Right? That's something that a chiddush that you see over here. I quite didn't talk about this in the chiddushim of the Gemara, but this is an interesting point. Okay?
Well, don't you also see that from the first case the Gemara brought with the Loiva? The Loiva's Maktish Loiva's Chira, and there we said that it was Kuli Amalei Pligi, that Rav over there was masking.
So what would you see from there?
So
what the Gemara is saying over there is that, I mean, it's not Mafrei Hugoive, right? So this is not working over there. The reason why even Quanta Rav, he's masking over there is because even without Mafrei Hugoive, the mere Shibur itself already weakens his ownership. That's what the Gemara means over there, right? But it's not because of this Mafrei Hugoive. Like what we're saying over here is that we see that Rava agrees to the concept of Mafrei Hugoive. He just holds that in this case over here, it's not going to actually be because, like the Gemara explains. But he has to answer, why not? Right? The reason why he won't say is because such and such, right? So that's what we're pointing out over here. So the Gemara before, the whole point of the Gemara is that you don't need Lemafrei Hugoive to lose your ability to sell.
I thought that maybe in both cases you see that we're saying that the Malva has the upper hand.
The upper hand? What does that mean?
Meaning over here, he had the upper hand, and if the Loiva goes and does anything, that it's not Chal. And over here also, he Be'etzem has the upper hand, this concept of Lemafrei Hugoive, but only because the Loiva has the right to pay Bezuzi, so that therefore he doesn't have it.
So that means he doesn't have it, right? No, we're talking.
No, once the sheba is placed on this property from the loiva to the malva now has the yad oil yerinim, and therefore.
But the Gemara is talking about adin marfei who goyve, right? Which you need this idea. You need that the end of the day was that he actually collected. Right, this thing that Gemara is saying over here that you can't sell it is even at the end of the day you don't sell it, you don't make the collection on it. Right, so that's why this has nothing to do with Marfrei Hugoy. That's what Gemara is saying over here. Right, Gemara is saying mere shibud. As long as the shibud exists till the shibud is taken off, you can't sell. Right, but that's not related at all to Marfrei Hugoy. Marfrei Hugoy means that you have more than a mere shibud. Right, that's definitely that. As soon as you make the loan and Yimshab the Nechos, now the Malva has certain rights to it, and thereby Loiva loses certain bailus. That's for sure, but that's not our sugya. Our sugya is that in the event that the Malva makes the collection, then during this time it wasn't a mere right that he has, but he was the owner. Right? That's the question in the sugya over here. Right? A change over of ownership. Right, so that was the point that we were saying, that we would have thought that Rova doesn't hold this concept over here. I mean, why should the ownership change over retroactively? Right, that's what we might have thought in the explanation of the Machlekes, right? That they're arguing concept. Right, Rova holds there's no such concept over here. Right? Why should the ownership change over retroactively? As a matter of fact, we have to even understand why does a buyer hold like that? What's forcing him to say such a thing? So that was the point that we were bringing out over here. That, right, that you know, it's hard enough for us to understand Abaye, and now we see the Gemara saying that you know Leib is that pligi. That's not really the machlekes. They're not arguing, you know, in the concept. Everyone holds that there really is a reason to say that mafreyu who gave it. The question is, in this specific case, the fact that he could pay him off during the time. Okay, so what is the Gemara? How does the Gemara come out? The Gemara is saying over here that the relevance of this din, is concerning the Malva. And that's what I'm saying over here. That, of course, you know, in the mechanics, it also affects the Loive, right? Because what we're saying is that there's a change of ownership. When did the change of ownership take place? Did it retroactively take place here, that the Malva was the owner, and the Loive wasn't the owner? Or the change over of ownership took place over here. Right, so it's a two-way effect in as far as the mechanics are concerned. But the Gemara is saying, but as far as the halacha is concerned, that difference in the mechanics won't show up concerning the loive. Because even if you don't have that changeover of ownership, even if the malva doesn't become the owner, that still won't allow the loiva to sell. The loiva, regardless, can't sell. Right? That's what it means. So therefore, you're not going to see an nafka mina. You won't see a difference in din. Right? This that Abaye holds mafrei who goyve. You won't see that working only by the malva. Right? That's what it means. Right? We'll see it in action as far as the malva is concerned.
What can the malva do? What can the malva do?
The malva could sell and be makdish during this time. You hear? We make the loan, right?
So what's hard for me to get is then this whole thing is a loan. It's a loan from the start. So that means if it's a loan, means that as of this date, I'm supposed to pay you back.
Right.
30 days.
But once again, remember, in the onset of the loan, we set aside property which will be able to be collected from in the event that when the 30 days comes, right, the money is not paid.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So, but now we're saying that the malva has rights to it from the very beginning. He could sell the property. What's the point of the 30 days then? The 30 days is like nothing.
Well, I mean, he could have paid him during that time, right?
No, but he set it up lechatchila to pay in 30 days.
Right.
But on day 5, the malva sold it already. So what happened to the whole setup of the loan for 30 days?
What do you mean to ask? What's your point?
He wants to know why the malva is able to sell.
How can the malva sell it on day 5? because he got rights to it, because he shouldn't.
It's only at the end of the day the money wasn't paid,
right?
And therefore the collection is being made from these nechasim. So that's what we say, that at the time of the loan was the exchange of the ownership,
right? And the malva, we're saying that the malva has rights to it now, that he could sell it in this time.
Mm-hmm. It's only retroactive, you understand, right? It's not actually happening now.
He sells it retroactively.
The sale is going to be held retroactively.
Oh, this malva is selling
his whole rights, right? The malva is selling a third party. His whole rights is all working only retroactively. As it's happening now, things are pending. We don't know whether this sale is going to be good or not, right? If the loiv ends up paying with money, so then there's no sale here. Avai never said his din of my friend who gave it. Right, it's only in the event that the loiv doesn't pay with money, and the loiv is therefore allowing the malva to make the collection of the loan through these nechasim. So then, right, we say it was retroactively
that the sale was chal on day 5, but wasn't paid on day 30.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You have that. Okay. Okay. Very good.
Seems that Chazal, I don't know why they didn't make a gzera that they can't do this, because it gets a little
too complicated.
It could go into a lot of problems. Okay.
Okay, so let's see. So this is what the Gemara tells us, right? This is the Machlokes. So again, when we see the sugya over here, Bal Choyv, Abayim Afrehu Goyve, Robam Kamal Boy Goyve. The Nafkamina, the Gemara tells us, is as far as if the Malve wants to exercise this ownership that he needs in order to sell and to be makdish it, only for Mafreh Goive, then he'll have that ownership, which is according to Abaye Shita. According to Rava, he'll never have that ownership retroactively, and therefore, if he tries to exercise his bailus, tries to make a sale or to makdish it during that time, then it's not going to work. Okay, now let's jump over here to the raya that the Gemara brings from our Mishnah. Okay? You see what that is? It's must be like around 8 lines from the bottom or so. If you see, the Gemara brings a pasuk on this line. Right? You see the pasuk over here, Bamidbar Hey, that little circle over there which refers to, right, tells where the pasuk is. Right, over there, that's the 7th word on the line, Tnan. You see what that is? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Tnan, yeah.
Tnan. Tnan. Right? The Gemara right now is gonna bring the raya that you brought right away as soon as we learned the Gemara. Tnan. Nochri shel tzlach meitzayim. Achra pesach mutar bano. Our Mishnah. The Gemara says as follows. What does our Mishnah say? You have a nochri that lends money to the Yisrael. Right, the Nochri, the Goy, he's the lender, he's the Malve, he's lending to the Yisrael, Al Chametzoy, the Chometz of the Yisrael, which belongs to the Yisrael, that's Meshubid, to pay up the Chayv. The Yisrael had the Chometz, owned the Chometz, it was in his house, over Pesach, and what's that Locha? Achar Pesach, Mut Bano. It's Mut Bano. It's not the Gemara. Well, how's Mut Bano? Right, it belonged to Israel during this time. Oh, so if you hold my freihu goive like a baye, then we understand. That means because the Mishnah would be talking about that at the end of the day, Israel didn't have money to pay the goive, and therefore the Nochri made the collection from the chametz. Fine, so that's a baye's din, my freihu goive, that the ownership changes over retroactively. It belonged to the guy. So it was the guy's chametz, which was in the Shus Yisrael. Fine, right? But Shalchol Atarev, Achedim. And that's why you're not Rev Ba'ira, and that's why it's Mutu. Eliyam, Mikanel Bo'al Goyve, it's all to Gemara. However, were we to say like Rav, Mikanel Bo'al Goyve, am I Mutu Bano? Why is it Mutu Bano B'Shus Yisrael have a koi? It belonged to the Yisrael. Belonged to Yisrael during Pesach, he was there by Motzei. Definitely should have a knas. So this Gemara is saying, I'm like you're saying, that this Mishnah, hard Mishnah, so the only way to understand this Mishnah, and if you have this din of Abaya, of Mafreya, who go. Let's see the Rashi over here. See where the Rashi is over here? It's not Nochish Hilva. Around 7 lines up or so. At the end of the line. Tna nochisha hilva. V'chu. So Rashi Kosaka Daita Chashka B'shleimosh Shuloi. The Gemara at this point thinks that the chometz wasn't handed over. The chometz is still sitting in the pantry of the Yisrael. Elish Shibduloi, he was mishabedit. Right? He ate a lean. Kisha loivim. That he said, Shimle et nochad, you're employing. If I don't pay you money, mois, for the choiv, at a certain date, boy le beisiv gavei mechometz zeh. Come to my house and you'll collect from his chometz. So, thinking that that's what the case in the Mishnah was, the Ifat Yimura says, the only way to understand why the halacha should be that it's mutz ba'anoa is if you hold my frey who gave him. So, l'choyle, this Mishnah is a kash on rovah. Right, back and over. In fit the back into the Gemara. Hochma yaskinan kisheherhinay etzloi. The Gemara says, oh, no, actually, the Mishnah is speaking about where this chometz wasn't merely made as a shibud for this chayiv, but he actually transported the money into the house of the goy.
Money or the chometz?
The chometz, excuse me. Yeah. The chometz, right? The chometz was in the rishus of the goy during Pesach. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, kesheherhinei etzplei bebeisei shal nochri nosnoi. It was placed in the house of the goy. Now Rashi says the following. Kostakat al-chash, the time of Mishum dahavalei teides mashkin, umubalchoyev koine mashkin. Why is this better? What are we saying over here? Why does Rava agree? So, on that Rashi is saying, and like you see from the Hemshech of the Gemara, because at this point, if it was placed in the house of the guy, now the status of this chometz is not a mere shibud, but now it becomes in the status of our mashkin. Have a teres mashkin, u bal choyv koine mashkin, and the bal choyv the malve has kinyonim in a mashkin. So that's why, since it was brought to the house of the goy, thereby giving it the status of a mashkin. So that's why the goy over here has the ownership in it, and therefore the halachas as far as bayiro bayimotze and the knas of chomsh of pesach over here are non-applicable. Because even according to Rava, if these nechosim are brought to the house of the malvin, then he also agrees that the ownership in halacha is viewed as by the malvin, and since the malvin is the goy, it doesn't belong to Israel anymore, and that's what halacha is. It's lacha pesach as mutbano. Right. So this is more saying over here to explain. According to Rava, we have to explain that the Mishnah speaks ma'kisheher hinoi.
And then
right,
it doesn't have to do with
the Mafreya
Ugoiva.
Yeah, right. That's
separate
thing
of
Mafreya. Right, this has nothing to do with Mafreya. This is happening right now. Right? L'choida, this din over here is that even in the event that he ends up paying him with money, right, it'll be like that. Right? There's no retroactiveness over here. A Mashkin, as long as the chayiv is still kayim, has a teres mashkin, b'chayiv kayim mashkin, she belongs to him. At the end, when he pays, so it'll be like he'll be buying back his mashkin. Right? So it has nothing to do with mafreya. This is real. Right?
It's almost like our mechira.
What?
Almost like our mechira's chametz that we do, except that we don't put it in the goy's house.
We even do that. We sell him the makom.
Yeah, the makom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, just to speak out a little bit over here, there are a lot of questions in the mechanics, how it works, why are things necessary. So let's just try to raise a couple of points over here. As far as the halacha of lemafreya hu goyve, right? Abayis din over here. So this is an issue that the Mefoshim deal with. The Hainu Azoi, Abaya holds the Mafreya who goyvim, that the ownership retroactively transferred retroactively. Right? Now we know that in order to transfer an ownership, you have to make a kinyan. Right? That's the concept of kinyonim. In order to change, even if I want to give you something, right? I want to give you a present, you know, I could say I'd like you to have it, but you know, it doesn't automatically magic over here. Right? You got to make it. You got to do something to change the ownership, right? That's the parasha of kinyonim. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the Mefarshim talk like this, as the ikar machlekes, let's say, of Abaye and Rava, we can understand. As far as, let's say, Baya Karkois is concerned, now, that's usually what shibudim are on karka, on a piece of property, a piece of real estate, which is like this. When the loan is made, so money is passed from the malva to the loive, so we have the wherewithal to explain how there could possibly be a transfer of ownership. According to Abaye, that Abaye says, Mafreihu loive, so the ownership that the malva gets is retroactively from the shas halvo. We want to know what made the kinyan, so we'll view the mois of the halvo as mois kinyan. Kakois could be niknis, a way to be kind of kaka kesef niknis. I'm sorry, kaka niknis kesef shtav chazoko. One of the ways to be kind of kaka is with mois. So we have what over here to facilitate this change of ownership, the mafreya, right? The change giving of the money. However, the Mefarshim talk about that as far as metalin is concerned, mois and akhainos, right? Big sugya, exactly. But kipshute mois and akhainos, right? The rais and rabbonon, but mois and akhainos. So if that's so, so how was the Gemara relating Abaye Shita to our Gemara over here concerning the chometz? The chometz over here is metaltalin, right? So what created the changeover of the bailus? The mafreya, we want to say, at the time of the loan, the chometz becomes the goyz. With what? What made it the goyz? There was an exchange of money, true, but there was, money the can't be kainin.
I mean
the din of the mafreya who goyve means that when the goy lent the Yisrael the money, the Mafreya, retroactively, the Chometz, which belonged to the Yisrael, actually switched over into the ownership of the guy. Right? That's what Mafreya Hu Goyve means.
Are we saying Kishre Hino Yasle or not Kishre?
Right now we're talking about the Ikar Machlekes over here. Right? We'll see that in a second. In the Mafreya Hu Goyve. Right? So this is a point over here which the Mefarshim talk about. Right? What actually is making the Kenyan? But the Gemara seems to understand, this is what's behind the din of Mafreihu Goyve. Mafreihu Goyve is that we're utilizing something retroactively to create kinyan. But it has to be there. If there's nothing there to facilitate kinyan, then even if you would like to say the Mafreihu Goyve, but it's not going to work because you have nothing to make the kinyan. Right? So now you just have the mois over there to work with. Right? So, you know, either somehow you have to work out how the mois could be kinder, you have to make some kind of arrangement over there to explain this piece. Right? Now, I'm mentioning that, like Shimi's saying over here, because now when the Gemara talks according to Rava, Gemara answers our Mishnah, Kishe Herhina Yetzlei. So, over here, the Herhina Yetzlei, you make it into a mashkin, b'chayv koine mashkin, so the bringing it into the house of the of the malveh over here, that could facilitate kinyan. Right? The kinyan chotzer, if you bring some into my rishus, that could create kinyan over here. Right? So that's why over here, that could be why we need the herhinoi over here, because we need something to make a kinyan. So even like you know, you like this to be a mashkin, but if you don't have the wherewithal to get the kinyanim in the mashkin, if you're told Baal Chayv kain a mashkin, but again, it has to work. There has to be some kind of mechanics to create that kinyan. So that's kipshutei how you understand what the herhinoi, the idea of putting it into the rishus of the guy is doing, that it's giving me something to make a kinyan, right? Obviously, what we just said before, that there must be a way to make a kinyan even without that, because otherwise the whole abaya doesn't work. Right? But that's what you have to work at in the Chesheb and Hasugya. Okay, all right. So just pointing out a little bit, the mechanical part over here behind the scenes under the hood, imizokht. Okay, all right. Let's see. Okay. So at this point, really, we should have a machlekes and Bayan Rav had to understand our Mishnah. Right? According to Bayan, Afrei who gave him. So he has no difficulty explaining the Mishnah. He doesn't need any herhinei. Right? According to Abaye, all Abaye will need to say is that the case in the Mishnah is that at the end of the day, he didn't pay him ois. Being that he didn't pay him ois, so then his shita, Afrei who gave him, comes into play, and that's why this case over here in the Reish of the Mishnah, let's say it's Motem Manor, because it actually belonged to the guy the whole time, Afrei who gave him. That's how Baal, according to Rav, he holds Mekala Bohu gave it, so he needs to make some kind of arrangements to explain why it belonged to the guy. So that's the most cash over here. It's a Mahashkin. So he'll have to make that the case is such, it's a Herhinoi. But according to what we just said before, that he won't have to learn that the end of the story was that he didn't pay him. Right? L'chari, that's what should come out. Right? Because the din l'mashkin, l'chari is not dependent on. There's no retroactive, there's no marfrei according to Rava. This is something that it was set up originally, it was made a mashkin, so now it has the validity of a mashkin for real. Right? Whether you pay him, you don't pay him. Right? You know, just paying him later just gives you the right, you know, to undo the mashkin, to buy back the mashkin, however you understand that. Okay? Okay, let's see. Chaperan, look, this is a little difficult, the cheshbonos anymore, the calculations of the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. Leimu ketanoi. Zot the Gemara. Leimu ketanoi. It was seen from the upcoming Braisa, which brings the Machlekes, that there's a Machlekes Tanum actually concerning this din of Baal Chayv Goyv Mafei or not. The Braisa is as follows. Yisrael Shehilva Lenoch Yachameitze. The case over here that Gemara is talking about, this is actually similar to the safe of our Mishnah, the opposite case. The Yisrael is the Malvin. Yisrael Shehilva Lenoch Yachameitze. Yisrael lends money. Chometz belongs to the, used to belong to the guy. The shibit is on the chometz. La'achar Pesach einei oiver. La'achar Pesach einei oiver. Now let's try to hold on over here, right? We were discussing till now the other case, the case when the Yisrael's the malvim, right? And the halacha is that somehow the chometz is considered b'shus to Yisrael, right? And that's why the halacha was that he's over Allah. Right? That's what we were discussing till now, the reish of our Mishnah. Right? So how is it that the chometz of the goy belong to the Yisrael? So these are the two explanations that we had. Right? According to Abaye, that's my regular din of my freihu goy. According to Rava, that doesn't really fit in with my regular din, but kesher hehinai, right, we'll learn that's what the case is, and that's how it came to be, that it belonged to the Malve this whole time. But now we have over here an opposite halacha. Right? This case over here is clearly saying that the chometz over here is not related to the Malve. And not related to the Malve. So over here, what is the shita over here? Right? So according to Rava, this is fine. It's like, Rava, this is me. Right? That you don't send Marfreya Goyve, there's no Hirhinay over here. So fine. Right? But according to Abaye, regardless, you know, what's the case over here? If not here, it's Marfreya Goyve. So that's why the Mara is saying, Lemi Ketanoi, that you see over here, definitely the Tanakama over here seems to be talking Mikanalabo Goyve. Because that's what's happening over here. The case over here is that Einar Oiver Olav. The Chometz was the Chometz of the Loive, and it's not related to the Malve at all. We don't say that it's Malve, right? Why is that so? I mean, that seems to imply that you're not saying Mafrehu Goive. So it's without her, you know. You're not Mafrehu Goive, right? This is wrong. Mishum Ameir Omru Oiver, and Ameir says that you Oiver. My lav v'hokam mifli, my sovam lafrehu goyv, my sovam kan labo goyv. Now, this Gemara over here, at this point, the Gemara is really coming to say that commenting both to Abai and to Rava, that your shita, what you're saying, is actually getting involved in machlekes tanoim. Because right, that's what's going on in Machlekes Tanoim. Right? So we're really addressing both of them. Meaning to say that the Tanakama is not like a Bayan. Tanakama has to hold that. You don't remember Frehu Goyve. And according to, and Reb Meir, on the other hand, is yes saying Mafrehu Goyve. Not like Rava. That's what the Mura at this point means to say. Which means that apparently there's one Tana over here which is not like one of these Amiroim. Right? That's what the Limit Tanoi is. What you're saying, you're getting involved in the Machlekes Tanoim. Right? We're talking to Abaye and Rav. And that Mara says, no. B'tisbara, is that Taka true? That this is the Machlekes over here? Eim Seifo. Aval Noch Shehilvul Yisrael Chameis Lachapes Divrakol Oivir. And that Mara says, well, this Braisa talks about the Seifa, this Braisa is the opposite case. Nochi Shehil Yisrael. The Nochi is the Malva. He's landing the Yisrael. Over here, Divya Hakoil, Oiver. The guy is the Malva. The soul is the Loiver. That means that this price of saying everyone agrees that the Chometz stays by the Yisrael. And that Gemara says, but we should have if the Lem Ketanoi is right. So then we should have over here the same machlekes, just flip the sheetis because of the change of the case. But that's what saying quickly. But that's what I'm saying over here. That if it were to be that the basis of the machlekes in the reisha of the braisa is that they're arguing in mafreya goyve, goyve, that's what's going on. So when you switch to the case of the sefer, which is just the opposite kind of case, so they should have the same machlekes. Right, in concept there should be same machlokes. We should just switch the sheetas because the difference is who's the malva and who's the loiva. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that regardless, that can't be the understanding of the machlokes. El hoch mayaskinon kigoin shehina yetzloi. The case has to be shehina yetzloi. Now, let's just try to follow what we're saying over here. Until now, we had said that even Rava agrees kishirhinei etzloi, that the chometz it's considered in the rishus of the malva. Right, over here, we're having a machlokes, so we got to stay tuned to see, you know, how we getting out of this. What's the machlokes? Okay, just quickly say for what this means. Rabbi Yitzchak says, this is really something that we used before. Rashi let us in on this before. He learns from the Pasuk. How do you know the Baal Chayv is Kayne Mashkin? The Pasuk says, concerning the malva returning the mashkin to the loiva when he needs it. The pasuk says, right, if it's by something that was used by day, by night. The pasuk is l'chot yetzdaka, l'snei Hashem l'kecha. And we tell the malva that it'll be a schus for you. This that you're doing something, some stalker by doing this. And I think Moritz says, well, if the mashkin doesn't belong to him, stalker minayin. What kind of stalker is this? Right, this is what the Gemara says over there, and that's the basic. So I see from over here a balchay koin a mashkin, and the malvav owns the mashkin, and by him giving it back, he's giving something of his to the loyve. That's Moritz says. Now, what is the machlekes over here? Tanakam sover hanimili Yisrael Yisrael. When do we say balchay is koin a mashkin? That's only Yisrael Yisrael. Who the karina bay ulachati et stalker. Aval Yisrael minochri loikoni. But when a Yisrael from an ochri is loikoni, that means the case of the reish over here in our Mishnah in this braisa. See, we regard that the pasuk is talking about when the Malvin Levi Yisrael. That's a posh out the pasuk itself. So the Iker pasuk, the Chotit Stoker, which talks about where the Balchev is Ken Mashkin is between two Yisraelim. Now the question is, how does that translate when you have a Nochre in Yisrael? Now the ratio of our Braisa is talking about Yisrael Shehil V'Lenochri. Yisrael is the Malvin. So on that thing, Moritz is going to tell us, there's a Machlekes when the Yisrael is the Malvin. Right? This is our Braisa that we started with over here. When the Yisrael is the Malvin, that's Machlekes Tanakama and Reb Meir, whether you have the din of Balchoyev is Koin Mashkin. The Tanakama says, in this case, Eine Overolov, he holds that the din of Balchoyev Mashkin is non-applicable. So therefore, the Yisrael is not Koiner. May hold that it is, we'll see in the Gemara. However, in the case of the Sefer, when the Goy is the Malve, that's the Gemara's going to tell us. Everyone agrees that over there, you don't say Balchoyev Koiner Mashkin. He's not Koiner the Mashkin. And that's why the halacha is in the Sefer. Avon Loche, Shehil V'li Yisrael, Al Chametzoy, Lach HaPesach, Dibakol Oiver. The reason is because you definitely don't say Balchayv Kain Mashkin, and therefore, being that this Chometz belonged to Israel originally, its status doesn't change by the fact that it's being used as a Mashkin. Let's just read the Gemara over here, okay? Then. Tanakama Sova Hanamili Som Yisrael who the Karina Beilachati Yitztoka. The Tanakama holds that the only time that is the din of Balchev Kain Mashkin, that the Malve owns the Mashkin, is only between two Yisrael. My Yisrael Menochri Loikoni. But Yisrael from Menochri is Loch Loikoni. And therefore, if you have a loan between a Yisrael and Menochri, you don't have this concept. And therefore, even if it was made into a Mashkin, the Chometz remains in the possession of the Loive. Rameh Sovar, Kavu Chomer, Yisrael Misal Koni, Yisrael Menochri Lekol Shekin. Meir holds, on the contrary, that even though the pasuk talking about Yisrael Yisrael, but all the more so when the Yisrael is the Malva, that he'll be Koinem. Avol Nochri, Shehil V'Tzisrael HaMesach HaPesach, but in this case, when the lender, the Malva, is the Loive, everyone holds the Akol Oiver. Hosam Vaday Nochri Yisrael Leikoni. In that case, when the Nochri is the Malva, definitely over there, we don't say Balchev Koinem Ashken, and that's why the Akol Oiver, because the Chometz is in the Rishus of the Israel. We're not going to have time to go further over here. We just need to raise one question over here, that what this Gemara did for us over here was that the Gemara explained to us that even though the case is Herhinoi, which we had thought that once you're Hinei Etzloi, so definitely the Chometz is in the Rishus of the Malve, and if you want to know what's the Machlekes, right? And I think what the Mor did to us over there was that showed to us that even though we're talking about Herhinei, there's room for Machlekes, because whether Balchayv Kain Mashkin or not is questionable, right? So this is all good according to Rava. According to Rava, that the only reason why the Malva should get it is only because of the Herhinei. So then we could explain that's based on Balchayv Kain Mashkin, and there's Machlekes over here in certain cases, whether you say Baal Chayiv Koine Mashkin. So therefore, Rava is saying that there's no limit Katanoi over here. I could agree with all the Tanoim over there. Their Machlekes is something which is not my point. But the question over here is, according to Abaya, how does Abaya learn? Abaya holds that there's a concept of Mafrei who goes in. I mean, he doesn't need the Herhina. Right? So even if the Herhina is not going to work over here to make Baal Chayiv Koine Mashkin, fine. But still, there's a dinner of Mafrei who goeve. Mafrei who goeve, that in itself should change over the ownership. So how does Abaye explain this get out of the lame ketanoi? That's a big question to Hashem talk about. Tap Tosfos addresses it if you want to see. Okay?
Good.